2 weeks ago, I attended a special memorial service in Castledare to mark the 38th anniversary of the brutal murder by the IRA, the Bedfellows of Sinn Féin, on the 8th of June 1988 of Lance Corporal Michael Darcy. And while the IRA, responsible for decades of murder, violence, intimidation, and human rights, claimed responsibility for the murder, one thing they could never claim, and that was justification. For there was no justification for the murder of Michael Darcy. Michael Darcy was only 28 years old, who lived with and cared for his elderly mother. He was the main carer for his mother, and the only reason he was murdered, like so many others in Castledare, was because he was a Protestant, he was a Unionist, and he upheld law and order. His murder was not only an attack on him, but on the rule of law, on the right to life, and on every citizen within the Unionist community in Castledare. Earlier that evening of the 8th of June, Michael had attended a band parade in my own village of Drumquin and then on to Berra as a founding member of Castledare Young Loyalist Flute Band. And on return home that night, as he drove his car into his backyard, a gunman stepped out from behind the trees and pumped 6 bullets into his back. Michael died instantly. Michael's mother, an elderly woman depending on her only son as her main care, was waiting on him to come home. And when she heard the gunfire, she knew that something was seriously wrong. An elderly woman now left without her only son and left without her main care. And yet the gruesome reality is that were she alive today, and were she to meet with the so-called First Minister for all and asked her why her son was murdered, we know what the answer would be, Mrs. Darcy. There was no alternative. And of course there always is an alternative to murder. There always was and there always is an alternative to murder. And today we honour the memory of Michael Darcy, one of Ulster's sons. Remember the entire community of Castledare, who not only suffered the loss of Michael, but of 28 other gallant men and women who stood to uphold law and order throughout our communities, and as a result, they lost their life because of it.